This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. We're broadcasting live from 1860s. Remember, if the Blues win tonight, half-price lunch tomorrow, and they'll try to make history tonight. Joining us now, the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber. Chris, great to be with you. How are you?
Frank, I'm doing good. How are you today?
Very good. I can't remember a Tuesday night regular season game that I'm more excited about. How about yourself?
No, this is going to be great. What a terrific test. You got the Maple Leafs coming into town, and the great young team that they've put together. You've got the Blues on the best role a Blues hockey team has been on since the 2002 season, or the 01-02 season. I mean, this one's fantastic. So a lot of excitement. A few tickets are left for it. Fans can get them at stblues.com/tickets. But this one ought to be a fun one tonight. What a test for the Blues.
All right. The news this morning, it was tweeted out by our friend Jeremy Rutherford that there were reports of Vladimir Tarasenko in a walking boot yesterday. But, Chris, he was on the ice today. What'd you think?
Yeah, he was on the ice today. He looked fine. He looked like he was skating. Didn't look limited at all. So that's the really good news. When he fell down, you were a little bit concerned there. But he came back out and really played well and didn't look limited the rest of the game. Sometimes that stuff can flare up afterwards, but it didn't. And I don't know whether or not he was in a boot or not the last day and a half. Wouldn't surprise me if he was, but I didn't see it. I didn't see him. All I know is he was back out there on the ice today, and that's great news for the Blues. I mean, what an absolute tear he's been on. And pretty amazing when you think of the fact that he was the number two star of the week.
Yeah.
You know, so Kucherov had 10 points in three games. Vladdy had 10 points in four games. But when I saw that release come out, I went, who in the hell had a better week than that? Well, apparently there was one guy.
Specifically, what jumps out at you about his game right now?
I think it's just the way he's skating. And, you know, I'll go back a few games ago to the Tampa game. You know, he ended up with an assist in that game. And that's, you know, that was right here in the middle of the streak that he's on. And it's a game where he played 21 minutes in the game. And he went into overtime, and it was his work on the back check that led to the game-winning goal. If he doesn't hustle back and get in that slot and stick check the puck loose, you know, and knock the puck free, that's what caused the transition play up to Braden Schenn, and of course Braden Schenn scored the game winner. If he doesn't do that, the Tampa Bay Lightning have a point blank chance right in the slot where a guy could pick a corner and maybe the Blues lose that game. So it's those kind of things. He's skating hard. Now, he's got the confidence, obviously, because the puck has been going in, you know, but at the same time, he's putting himself in a much better position to be successful than he was earlier in the season, and man, it's paying off. And, you know, I'll give some credit, too, to Craig Berube. He made a line change a good number of games ago by putting Braden Schenn up on that left side and moving Tyler Bozak up to the center spot. And, you know, Craig Berube had Schenn when he was in Philadelphia. Schenn played the wing for him in Philadelphia. He felt that that would help get him to more of that power game that he wants him to see. And I'll tell you what, those three have complemented himself extremely well. You're not just talking about an 11-game point streak for Vladimir Tarasenko. I mean, you look at it, Frank, and it's five consecutive games of multiple points. And three of those five games, he's had 3 points. I mean, they have just been outstanding.
I don't know how rare it is, but to have your three best players on the same line, I know it's happened before, but it seems like, as you mentioned, it's just clicked.
Yeah, it has just clicked. I mean, you've got that situation in Colorado where they've got McKinnon in between Landeskog and Rantanen. But you're right. A lot of times coaches kind of like to spread that out and create some depth. Well, you know, what's happened with the Blues here is that depth has come in the form of some of these other lines. Jaden Schwartz has found a way to get a couple of goals. Tyler Bozak's been, you know, picking up, you know, some points again, which is good. You go down to that third line, and Oscar Sundquist has had just a terrific season, you know, and he's flanked on one side by Pat Maroon. He's flanked on the other side, you know, by a young player in Zach Sanford. And then what's also honestly worked right now for the Blues is you've had Robert Thomas get comfortable and find a role on that fourth line. And with the speed of Mackenzie McEachran, and the grit and just tenacity on the puck of Ivan Barbashev, Robert Thomas has added a dimension of threat to that line that the other teams have to be aware of. So what they've really been able to do is, because of the production of some of these other guys, they have found balance, created some mismatches, and because of that, I think you're seeing success from top to bottom. The other area that you're seeing a ton of success right now is on the defensive side of things. The Blues are back to where the defense are activating. They're scoring some goals, and they've got 21 wins this season. 21 wins this season when a defenseman scores a goal. So 21 of their 31 wins on the year have come when a defenseman has tallied a goal in this game. So it's really starting to spread around, and that all-around team game is what you're seeing kind of come to fruition here.
Let's talk about the goaltending situation. I kind of feel for Jake Allen. The guy gets a shutout, and he may not play until Saturday, as the Blues play next Saturday and Sunday, but there's no doubt it has to be Jordan Binnington tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and I don't feel bad in that sense. I think they've both been playing well, and you've got to go with it. When you come off of a road trip like the Blues just did and you shut out the opponents in all three games, Jordan had one, then Jake had one, then Jordan came back, had another one. You know things are going really well. They're both delivering what they need to deliver. They're giving their team the confidence, and this is kind of what you need from a tandem. And you're playing a stretch of 13 games in 22 days. The only way you're going to have success is if both teams, both goaltenders are going. And, you know, it's also a stretch, too, that's tough. I mean, I don't know how much you enjoy packing and unpacking a suitcase, Frank, but it's a day. By the time the Blues play consecutive home games again, they will have gone a span of 70 days without consecutive games on home ice. I mean, think of that number. That's over 2 months without playing two games in a row on home ice. It's phenomenal.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Mr. Berube. Everybody seems to have a take on what makes the guy tick. Joe Micheletti said something kind of interesting the other day, that the difference between Ken Hitchcock and Craig Berube, well, there are many, but one of them is that Hitchcock would belabor making a point, and Berube is concise, and he has an economy of words, as we've kind of seen in the media. How about the way he communicates?
Well, he doesn't mince words. He's just very honest and very direct, and I think the players are responding well to that. I would think most people would like that. Maybe there's some people that don't, but, I mean, whether you're a top player, a role player, or what, you know exactly where you sit with this head coach. Whether, you know, in the media, you know exactly where you sit. You know, we asked him the other day after Mackenzie McEachern had scored that nice goal, and Berube coached him in Chicago. He said, "Did you see those hands before?" He looked right at us, kind of laughed, and said, "Nope." Nope. You know, but then went into how he developed. He's not a man of a lot of words, but he's thoughtful. He's knowledgeable. He understands how to motivate these guys, and he's using honesty, and the honesty is working. And he's just not beating around the bush. He's going straight to guys and say, "We need more from you. We need this from you. This look at the video. This is what is expected of you." And he's getting it, I think, because of that result.
Do you think he's an intimidating force in the locker room, or how would you characterize that?
He has that presence without a doubt, and the reputation both from when he was a player, and he's definitely intense. I mean, you could see it on his face. You can see it, you know, when the Blues the other night on home ice had that terrific lead, you know, and they're up by four goals. He was still going down, and he saw something he liked, and we saw it on the bench. He was barking at a guy, you know, and so yeah, it could be intimidating, but here's one thing that I don't think works anymore. I don't think leading through fear works anymore. I don't think leading with intimidation, creating fear of somebody saying, "Oh, I'm scared of this," works anymore. I think it rarely works at home anymore, much less in a workplace, whether you're a coach or just a boss of somebody. I think the world has changed. People are adjusting. Things are different. And I just don't think that works. And I don't think that's his approach, you know, but a very direct approach with conviction is different than, say, leading with fear. And I think that he, without a shred of doubt, has it. And look, he's had a chance, too, to build a foundation here. It took a while. This team didn't go on a run when he first took over. He was still struggling at a game or two below 500. And it took a while for him to build the accountability, get his message through, get the guys to play the right way, and then now that they're clicking, it's coming together. So you've got that success reinforcement in it, which makes a big difference.
Chris, at the trade deadline, the Blues actually may end up being kind of quiet, but they could be getting David Perron back. And one of these days, Jaden Schwartz, well, actually, Jaden Schwartz has picked it up a little bit. He is scoring goals now. So, I mean, even in the middle of this 11-game win streak, their best hockey may still be yet to come?
Well, yeah. I mean, they have gone on this 11-game win streak without a guy who right now is fourth on the team in points, right, and third on the team in goals now that Vladdy's gone on a run with 17 goals, and that's David Perron. So Perron had 35 points in 45 games, and this win streak is – and I mean, shoot, his time on ice, too, was over 17 minutes a game. So, yeah, that's a terrific way to look at it. Look, you and I had talked, and even when the team was struggling, you know, what do you do? And I always felt that there would be some level of doubling down on this group. Because it was just a feeling that if they get going, it is that good. It, you know, this team could be really good. And you know, now I think they've made the decisions even easier. And you tweak and if the opportunity is there. But the other thing I'm quoting Crash Davis a lot. I think now it seems lately where to me you just don't mess with a streak.
Good stuff. Chris, honored to have you on the program. We will be listening tonight and watching. Thanks so much.
Okay, Frank, have a great day today.
All right, the voice of the Blues, Kerber, joining us in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. And that was brought to you by our good friends at Petromart. They're locally owned and operated. They're a family business, been serving the area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, they have great food, grab-and-go food items. Hot and ready pizza, fresh. Petromart is something for everybody and is always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud sponsor of the Phillips 66 gasoline. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, Martin will join us and also the commissioner of the Missouri Valley Conference, Doug Elgin. We'll be right back.